My guest at this time is the Reverend Franklin Graham. He's president and CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and of the Christian Relief Program Samaritan's Purse. In addition to all of that work, Reverend Graham is also spearheading the Decision America Tour, in which he is traveling to the state capitals of every U.S. state, asking people to pray for their nation and get involved in directing the future course of the United States. And Reverend Graham, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
We'll be talking about Decision America for the most part here, but real quickly, I know Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Ecuador following the devastating earthquake a number of days ago. What sort of status can you give our listeners on how the efforts are going there?
Well, we just had today our DC-8 take off, carrying about 80,000 pounds. We have a mobile hospital and also a tech team that were on that plane. That plane will be landing in about an hour, and then it will come back and be taken off again Friday, another one on Sunday, and several flights next week taking in supplies. But it's important right now that that we get a medical team in. There's the local hospitals there along the coast are destroyed. The clinics are destroyed. There's no power. We are the only ones who have got a hospital coming in. The local medical authorities have pleaded for this. They just don't have any place for injured people to go. So hopefully by this time tomorrow, our hospital will be partially up, and within 2 or 3 days, the whole thing will be up and running.
Very good. And Samaritan's Purse, you can go there online to donate to their efforts in Ecuador and in many other projects around the world. In terms of the Decision America Tour, Reverend Graham, what made you launch it this year?
Well, about a year ago, I just realized the country that I grew up in is not the same country my grandchildren will have. They won't have the same opportunities. Our country is changing so quickly. We've turned our back on God, and we are beginning to celebrate and flaunt sin in this nation. And I just felt that the only hope is not the Republican Party, it's not the Democratic Party, or anybody for that matter. The only hope for this country is God. And we need to go from state capital, and give people an opportunity to come and join me on their steps of their capital to pray for their state, but to pray for this nation. And then maybe God will hear our prayers, and maybe he'll give us a man or woman to lead this nation back to him. We also think a lot about the national elections with the front runners being Secretary Clinton and Donald Trump. But the other elections that are so important, we think about the mayor races across this country, how important it would be to have Christian mayors. We think about city council and school boards. All of these things are such important races, and we rarely pay much attention to them. I want to encourage people not only to vote, but I want to encourage Christians to run for office. We need Christians at every level of government, and I just believe that that's the only hope for this country. Christians have been staying home. The last election, 20 to 30 million, they estimate, stayed home during the last presidential election. And we have today same-sex marriage and these kinds of things because the Christians stayed home. And we need to get out there and take this country back, and we do it through the ballot box.
Scripture obviously says that we'll have trouble and that we should not expect anything else. But how surprised are you at the speed of what many Christians would consider a cultural decline?
Well, listen, what happened was at the end of the Cold War, our nation, when I was growing up, we were afraid of the Red Threat. The commies were coming. And we built up our army, our Air Force, our Navy to protect ourselves. And when the Berlin Wall came down, everybody sighed a sigh of relief. We won that one. But while we were relaxing, secularism, which is exactly the same as communism, they're both godless. Secularism slowly, over the last 40 years, has taken this country. It's gone into Washington, it's gone into our state capitals, it's gone into our local offices, it's in our schools. And so what godless communism could not do, godless secularism has done.
What has been your experience so far? I know you've still got many state capitals to visit before Election Day 2016, but I know you've been to quite a few already. What's been your experience in praying with and visiting with the folks who come out to those events?
Far larger crowds than I ever thought would ever show up. We have had close to 80,000 people that have come and stood with me on the steps. And we start with prayer. I ask the person standing there to take the hands of the person next to them and hold their hands, and let's start off by confessing the sins of our nation. And I ask people to pray out loud. And we stand on those steps and we pray out loud, confessing the sins of our nation, asking God's forgiveness. And then I give people what I hope is a little vision of what we could do if we just got out and voted. We could take our schools back. We could take our communities back. But we got to get Christians to run for office, and we got to get behind Christians and vote for them. And that is so important. And I've just been just thrilled at the response. We've had huge rallies. And so people ask me if I'm running for office, and I say no. But I am running a campaign for God, and that is to put God back into the political process here in the United States of America.
Reverend Graham, anyone who knows your work knows that the gospel is at the forefront of it all. So is this campaign essentially focused on what you've already described of getting Christians involved and even running for office? Or is it also partly trying to turn America back towards God?
Well, first of all, while I speak, I do give an invitation for people that would like to accept Christ as their Savior. And we have hundreds that do that. And the reason we know that is because I have them, 71777 is the number, and they text the word decision if they have prayed to receive Christ. And so hundreds of people every time accept Christ. So we're doing evangelism, state capital. And that's just something, this is who we are. It's what we do. Regardless of what audience I'm speaking to, I'm always going to give an invitation. And so people come to faith in Christ as we go from these capitals to capitals.
Sir, you mentioned a little while ago that you grew up in a different America than you fear that your grandchildren will. And one of the things that we have seen, and you've certainly experienced this, is the reaction that you can get for simply reciting a biblical statement or taking a biblical position on a given issue, and the vitriol that now comes, which did not come, at least in the same way, a generation or more ago. Where do you think we are in terms right now of Christians being free to express themselves, and where do you think we're headed if we don't see the type of changes that you're advocating for at these rallies?
We're going to lose our voice. We're going to lose the opportunity not only to spread the gospel, but we're going to lose our religious freedoms to even live out our faith. See, it's one thing to practice our faith. It's another thing to live our faith. And as a Christian, not only am I to practice my faith, but I'm to live it every day. And we've got the secularists who want us to stop living it. And they don't. They want us to hide in the closet. Well, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to back up, and I'm not going to shut up. And I'm going to fight, and I'm asking Christians to join me in this fight. It's to fight through the Word of God, it's to fight through prayer, but it's to fight by standing up and going to the polls and voting, not staying home. 20 to 30 million Christians stayed home during the last presidential election. Let's take our country back, and we can do it if we can get Christians to run as mayors, if we can get Christians to run for city council, if we can get Christians to run for school boards. If we get Christians to run for the state house, we can win this thing. It doesn't matter who the presidents are. We can win. We can win at home, and we can win big. And it's going to be one county at a time, one city at a time, one state senate at a time. But it can happen. But people have to vote, and people are going to have to get mad. But we need to realize that we as Christians, our voice needs to be heard. We're not to be silent. God has not called us to be quiet and sit on a pew like a church mouse. No, we're to speak out. We're to be the salt and light, and our voice should be heard. And we need to let God's word be heard. So many churches now are more concerned about political correctness than they are about God's word and His righteousness. And so I would encourage churches and Christians to take a bold stand and not be afraid. The world wants us to be quiet. And the world says, well, if you speak out, if you get involved in politics, you're being intolerant. Oh, really? Well, then let's be intolerant. We should be intolerant. We should not tolerate sin, and we should not tolerate sinful behavior. Absolutely, we should be intolerant, not of the individual, but of the sin they represent. And we need to warn people that God is going to judge sin, and sinners are going to be plunged into darkness, and God is going to judge it one day. And we need to warn them that this is a time to repent and turn from their sin and to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
DecisionAmericaTour.com is where you can go online to find out when the tour is coming to your state capital. It is possible it's already been there, but DecisionAmericaTour.com is where you can learn more. Reverend Graham, a great pleasure to speak with you, sir. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Reverend Franklin Graham, President and CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and of the Christian Relief Organization Samaritan's Purse. He's also spearheading the Decision America Tour. For more information, DecisionAmericaTour.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.